All right, here we go. You live in America. Did you know that? Say. You don't live somewhere else. You live right here. Greatest country on the planet. Amen? Why America? I'm going to be loud today, and I'm going to be obnoxious. Okay? Hey, yeah, here we go. Get ready. If you're visiting today and you can't handle it, just hold on to something. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. All right? Here we go. Why America? Why this great country? Why did they come here and form this country called the United States of America? Why? Why? Let's look at it. Our founding fathers believed that men could govern themselves according to common beliefs and the rule of law. That's one of the reasons why. Keep looking. Throughout history, political power is often held by the what? The strongest. But our founders believe that all are equal and they have the same rights. So no one is fit by nature to rule or be ruled. That sets us apart from any other nation. It's incredible. Thomas Jefferson put it this way for plain English folk. The mass of mankind has not been born with saddles on their backs, nor a favored few booted and spurred, ready to ride them. Amen? America. Why America? Our founding fathers believed that the only source of legitimate power of government, say it with me, is consent of the governed. Why America? Biggest reason, problem I'll put on the screen today, why America, is this statement right here. So if you don't learn anything else, learn this. Legitimate power of government is consent of the governed. Say that with me. Legitimate power of government is consent of the governed. One more time. Legitimate power of government is consent of the governed. We don't elect people to make laws and rules and things and ruin our lives and things that we don't want, things that we don't believe in. You understand that? Now, it happens, but that's not what they believed. You understand? Legitimate power of government is consent of the governed. That's why the Pilgrims left England in 1609. That's why they left. They thought that they could be free. They actually thought they were free. We find out they weren't. Here's what happened. They couldn't practice their religion as they chose. So they left in 1609. Okay? The English law enacted in 1559 was called the Act of Uniformity. It demanded that all British citizens attend services and follow the traditions of the Church of England. The Act of Uniformity. And a group of dissenters known as the Puritans, say Puritans with me, Puritans, they had strong disagreement with that law. They didn't believe you could tell us how to worship, that we had to worship like the Church of England and all their traditions and things they did. They didn't believe it. We don't have to do that. So they disagreed. And many were executed because of it. And most of society hated them for their stand against the government. Matter of fact, some of that hatred still lingers today in some of our language. What do I mean? The word puritanical. If somebody's puritanical, oh, you're so puritanical. That's a deriding word. That's what we say to somebody that thinks they're holier than thou. That's what we say. Yeah, you're puritanical. Aren't you glad some people called the Puritans got puritanical? Amen. And believed in freedom enough. Amen. You know, Puritan, that's a good word. That's a good word. They were standing up for what is right. They left England to come to this country for religious freedom. If anybody tells you anything otherwise, they're wrong. They don't read their history and they don't know their history. They left England to come here for religious what? Freedom. And for a while, they went to Holland. And that wasn't working out too well. And so they came back to England, being executed, hunted down, hated,
And in 1620, they set sail for America on the wooden ship called the what? That's why America. How do I know it was wooden? Because I read the history on it. It's a wooden ship. They sailed those seas and couldn't have a fire on board. Nearly froze to death. Put a fire on board, you burn to death. So you freeze to death. I mean, come on. The voyage took 65 days. Say 65, because I want you to learn something. 65 days. How long was the voyage from England to America on the Mayflower? Was it a wooden ship? Yes. Could they have a fire on board? No. How many days did it take? 65. Wouldn't it be nice if we knew something? Say. They first saw land at Cape Cod. Look, land! But they landed at Plymouth on November 10, 1620. Now somebody tell me why they came here. Religious freedom. Now, why did they come here? But now, you know, America, you know, that church and state and that religion stuff, you know, that can't have nothing to do with us, and you know, that's not right. That's bull. You hearing me? It's why they came! It's in your history books. Go Google it this afternoon. It's right there. The first winter was harsh. Food was scarce. Weather was really cold. And many became sick, and many what? So that you and I could have freedom. So that you could watch the evening news and bellyache. I don't think so. Amen. Come on. But you know what? They were here. And they were free. Wow. The new world. That's why America. Let's keep looking. Why America? That's what we're looking at today. Throughout history, most revolutions, world history, most revolutions replace one set of what? With another set of what? It's happened in Egypt. They replace one set, democracy, with another set of ultra-Muslim leaders. Now, you think you're free, or are you really seriously thinking you're free? You see, that's history. That's what happens. Most do it that way. But the revolution of America placed political authority in the hands of the who? The people. That's why America, we're different, guys. Did you know that? Say. You ought to be proud of that. Be proud of your country. Most nations of the world, they derive their meaning and their purpose from some unifying quality. What do we mean? Their ethnic character. You know, somebody says I'm Greek, so I'm from Greece. That kind of thing. Or a common religion. So many of the Muslim nations. Or whatever. Or a shared history. That's where the nations of the world get their meaning. But America's different. You and I are different. Keep looking. America was founded on the basis of particular principles about man, about liberty, and about government. Did you hear what I just said? We're different. Christian philosopher C.K. Chesterton said the following. You ought to know this. Say it with me. America is the only nation in the world founded on a what? Now say it again with me because you're not with me. Come on. America is the only nation in the world founded on a... Well, I just thought everybody was like America. Wrong! You live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. And you're different. We're different. We're founded on a what? Are we founded on a certain religion? No. Do we have freedom of religion, though? Yes. Were our founders Christians? Yes, they were. You look in your documents, it says freedom of religion, freedom of religion, freedom of religion, freedom of religion. They were talking about no set way of denominations and things like that. But they were Christians. They believed in Christ. To say otherwise is not true. But the creed that our country was founded on is the Declaration of Independence. Did you know that? The Declaration of Independence. That's our creed. So the Pilgrims came, early 1600s, wars were being fought, Revolutionary War, and then the Declaration of Independence. The Declaration of Independence is a statement of inherent rights, proper purpose of government, and the limits of political authority. That's what that's all about. We're going to look at it today in some detail. Here's what Harry Truman said on October 26, 1945. Being an American is more than a matter of where you or your parents come from. It's a belief, say it with me, that all men are created free and... See the difference? Say. That's what makes America different. Why America? Because we're created free. Because we believe we're equal. You understand? Yes or no? Today, the United States of America is a community of 50 states. Our economy produces one quarter of the world's wealth. Our military, flat out, is the strongest in the world. But in 1776, we were 13 colonies. We were very weak. And we were surrounded by hostile powers all around. A lot different. On July 4, 1776, a unanimous declaration of independence was made by the Second Continental Congress of these 13 little colonies. The opening of the Declaration of Independence. I want you to see it. I want to read it to you. Are y'all awake? Okay, you live in America. If you're not, slap yourself. You ought to be awake right now. Okay, come on. You might say, well, I ain't used to coming to church and this happening. Well, welcome to America. Come on, here we go. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Why America? Let's break it down. Let's look at the Declaration of Independence for a little bit. The laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. What does that mean? Our founders believed they were entitled. You know, I don't really like people that feel like they're entitled to stuff. You understand? Well, I'm just entitled. And you know, I'm just entitled. You know, I grew up and I'm just entitled. But you know what? Our founders believed there was something they were entitled to. They believed that they had a right or a claim to be separate and equal. They believed that. Because of the laws of nature and of nature's God, they believed God created them. They believed that every man was equal. And that's based on the Word of God. The word entitled, it means born, something born inside of them. It wasn't man-made. Our founders believed there was something inside of them that said, we are created by God. No man should have the right to rule over us and treat us like the king of England is treating us. God ordained this thing that's inside of us. He made it. He put it inside of us, this thing for freedom, this thing longing to be equal and to be free. They made their case, their claim, their right to freedom on the very premise that God ordained what I'm feeling inside of me. They wanted to be what? Free. We hold these truths to be self-evident. What's the word self-evident mean? It's obvious to everybody in the room, guys. We should be free. He shouldn't have the right. The king shouldn't be killing us and doing what he's doing to us. We should be free people. These are our founders. Where'd they get teaching like that? Romans chapter 1, verse 19. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. So that they're without excuse. We're created by God. We should be equal. We should be free. That's why they made the Declaration of Independence. They believed that all men were created equal. Created. Wonder what that means. Do you know our founders believed they were created? Somebody take a wild guess. Yes or no? It's interesting. I just did a series on Abraham Lincoln, and I had a creation scholar in the audience today. A doctor in the first service. And he came up and told me that, and I had forgotten this, that two men were born on the same day. Abraham Lincoln and Charles Darwin. And so much of the freedom we enjoy today really goes to Abraham Lincoln and his listening to God and providence.
More men were killed in the Civil War than all of the wars combined. Incredible. Okay? But you know our founders, they weren't Charles Darwin. You listening? Say. They believed, and it's in the Declaration of Independence, not that you evolved, not that you're a blob of nothing. They believed that you were created by God. And matter of fact, that's why they believed they should be free. Because God created me. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. No man should rule over me or treat me like a dog or like a slave. You understand? If you take away the fact that you're created, you talk about a slippery slope to man having rule over you. You listening? Our creators believe, our founders believed in creation. Where did he get that from? The Bible. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a what? That's how you got here. You're created by God. They believed that. It was the basis of everything they did. It was something inside of them. God put it there. Freedom. That they are endowed by their what? How do we get away with this stuff in America, saying God's not in our original documents, or we're not a Christian nation? How do you get away with that? Say. It's craziness, because we're dumb. You listening? Say. We believe what we're told. We just walk around like this. It's crazy. They believed they were endowed. The one who brought them into existence endowed us, they thought, with certain unalienable rights. What's that word unalienable mean? Well, the word alien means foreign or from the outside. Unalien means it's on the inside of you. Our Creator endowed us with certain unalienable rights. There's something inside of us called freedom. It's in our DNA. We know it. Somebody has to put their foot on us and step on us and try to get it out of us because it's in us. Freedom. That's what our founders believed. It's in our DNA. It's undeniable. That among these are life, liberty, and a pursuit of happiness. They made their case for freedom on, guys, it's only natural we should be free. Wasn't some idea I came up with. They said to each other, God put it inside of us. It's obvious to everyone. We should be free. Our forefathers came over on the Mayflower. I can hear them now. They didn't come over here to have the same stinking thing happen again. Meant to be free. It's obvious to everyone. Say it with me. Freedom is in our... And they didn't even know they had no DNA. Amen? It was in them. So they rejected the tyranny of the King of Great Britain over these 13 little colonies. I think we forget sometimes what that would have been like. You understand? The power of Great Britain and the King. Why America? Well, I thought you'd find it interesting. A lot of times we read the Declaration of Independence or we hear somebody talk about it because we don't read it. And we just read that first part. Life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. You don't realize inside the Declaration of Independence is what I'm about to read you. The facts. See, they declared their independence and they laid out the facts. And this was going to the king and everybody. Here's the facts. The king. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He, the king, has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance. He, the king, has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states. He's obstructed the administration of justice. He's made judges dependent on his will alone. He's erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people.
He's kept among us in times of peace standing armies without consent of legislatures. He's affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. He's combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution. He's abdicated government here by declaring us out of His protection while waging war against us. He's plundered our seas. He's ravaged our coast. He's burned our towns. He's destroyed the lives of our people. He is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taking captive on the high seas, to bear arms against their own country. He's excited domestic insurrections among us. He's endeavored to bring the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, whose known rule of warfare is undistinguished destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. That's why, America. Do you understand or not? That's why we're here today. Because they weren't going to take it anymore. You understand? We did a whole message on the signers of the Declaration of Independence. You can get that message out there. I think it would be good for you. It's on DVD. You can find out in detail what happened to the individual signers of the Declaration because of the stand they took and what they did. Many of them were killed, and almost all of them lost their fortunes, their homes, everything, so you and I could be free. It's incredible, isn't it, say? Come on. Well, that was the opening of the Declaration. Here's the closing. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States of America and General Congress, assembled appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the rectitude of our intentions due in the name and by the authority of the good people of these colonies, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states, that they are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. And that as free and independent states, they have full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and to do all other acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence, say it with me. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. A couple of thoughts. With a firm reliance, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Our founders had a firm reliance. They had to trust God. They knew they'd be held to pay for what they were signing. And they wrote it in such a way you couldn't misunderstand it. Amen? And they put their confidence in divine providence that they would make it. On the protection of divine providence. Divine providence. God's guidance. That's what the word means. God's care. God to supply. God to equip. God to go before us. They believe that. We mutually pledge to each other our lives. Can you imagine that in that room? Our fortunes. Our sacred honor. Wow. Aren't you glad you live in America? Can we just let out a big cheer for America? Come on. Yeah! That's where you live, man. Did you know you live in America? Did you know Inglewood's America? Did you know that? Did you know Sarasota is America? Venice and Port Charlotte? That's America. That's where you live. I wish more of you would take more time making this a better community and a better America,
than sitting at home watching TV and griping all the time and getting so depressed that you can't do anything. You're pitiful. You listening? There's certain people I can't even go out to eat with. I don't even go out to eat because they won't talk politics and mess like that and tell me how bad America is. You know where I live? It's pretty good. You understand? Yes or no? And we have the right to vote. We have the right to put people in office. We have the right to take people out of office. Okay? We can do that. But what you shouldn't do is go around and griping and bellyaching because you did nothing. Did you know that? Say. It seems like most people that gripe, I'm going to be ugly here, are people that get stuff from the government already. You're free! You ought to celebrate that. You're listening to that. Why, America? Are you kidding me? Why, America? Because we were created by God. That's why there's an America. And there was something inside of us, man. We were created what? Equal! That's why there's an America. We were meant to be free. That's what our founders believed. That's what America's about. We were meant to be free. It's natural for us to be free. Don't ever believe anything different. You hear me? Say, don't ever believe anything different. Oh, that's just the way it is. We're not supposed to be free. You're supposed to be free. You're endowed by your Creator with certain inalienable rights. Amen? Freedom is in our DNA. That's why there is America. What a great country we have. What do you think? Amen. Let's praise the Lord. I'm done.